Good morning. It's good to connect with you today on this Wednesday morning for our midweek devotional from McClave and Wiley United Methodist Churches. Today we'll follow our regular pattern of devotion where we'll open in prayer, read a scripture, reflect on that, and then close in prayer. Our scripture today is one that may be very familiar to you that we'll focus on, the Ten Commandments from Exodus 20. So we'll be reading that in a moment. Before we go into scripture, I invite you to pray with me our opening prayer from the Book of Common Prayer. So let us pray. Almighty God, who seest that we have no power of ourselves to help ourselves, keep us both outwardly in our bodies and inwardly in our souls, that we may be defended from all adversities which may happen to the body, and from all evil thoughts which may assault and hurt the soul, through Jesus Christ our Lord, who liveth and reigneth with thee and the Holy Spirit, one God, forever and ever. Amen. And I mentioned our scripture reading is from an Exodus. Exodus 20, reading the Ten Commandments. This may be a very familiar passage of scripture for you. It's kind of one of those scriptures that's culturally known, that our greater culture as a whole is aware of. And so I'll start at the very beginning of Exodus 20 and read through. So I invite you to hear these words. Then God spoke all these words. I am the Lord your God, who brought you out of the land of Egypt, out of the house of slavery. You shall have no other gods before me. You shall not make for yourself an idol, whether in the form of anything that is in heaven above, or that is on the earth beneath, or that is in the water under the earth. You shall not bow down to them or worship them. For I, the Lord your God, am a jealous God, punishing children for the iniquity of parents to the third and fourth generations of those who reject me, but showing steadfast love to the thousandth generation of those who love me and keep my commandments. You shall not make wrongful use of the name of the Lord your God, for the Lord will not acquit anyone who misuses his name. Remember the Sabbath day and keep it holy. 6 days you shall labor and do all your work, but the seventh day is a Sabbath to the Lord your God. You shall not do any work, you, your son or your daughter, your male or female slave, your livestock, or the alien resident in your towns. For in 6 days the Lord made heaven and earth, the sea and all that is in them, but rested the seventh day. And therefore the Lord blessed the Sabbath day and consecrated it. Honor your father and your mother, so that your days may be long in the land that the Lord your God is giving you. You shall not murder. You shall not commit adultery. You shall not steal. You shall not bear false witness against your neighbor. You shall not covet your neighbor's house. You shall not covet your neighbor's wife, or male or female slave, or ox or donkey, or anything that belongs to your neighbor. The word of God for us, the people of God. Thanks be to God. Ten Commandments, since it is such a culturally known scripture where you can find, you know, simple, you know, posters with it. You can find it, you know, little magnets, you know, you can put on your fridge. I mean, and there's so many other ways you can find, you know, the Ten Commandments written out. And this is, you know, a foundational piece of scripture in the Old Testament. It really laid, you know, the law, you know, that first part of the law that really affected the identity of the Hebrew people, the Jewish people, and even today affects our identity as Christians. Because we look back here and we see, you know, the beginnings of the law, but and also that covenant, that connection that we have with God. But there's two parts I see to the Ten Commandments that affect, you know, our faith and how we connect with each other. And I believe these two things really highlight some of the importance of being a people of faith. The first, you know, four commandments that I see there really relate to our relationship with God and the importance of building on that connection, of having that foundational connection with God, of nurturing that relationship even, and declaring the importance of that relationship. And then the latter half, the rest of the commandments, relate to our relationship with each other. How we connect, how we live together, how not to live together even describes that, I would say. And it gives a direction how we could order our lives, you know, with each other and our communities and our families, and how we can begin, you know, to live in a way that is healthy. So if you look at the first part of the Ten Commandments, you know, being in relationship with God and how we can be connected there and also be reminded of how it's important to be, you know, to connect with God, to worship God, you know, with the Sabbath day there. And then the latter part of our relationship with each other, how we connect and live together. These are two kinds of relationships that matter. And so today for our reflection, it really comes down, you know, for me today, a question of reflection. How do we nurture that relationship with God in our lives? And how do we nurture the relationships with each other in our lives? Are we taking time for Sabbath? Are we taking time to make God a priority in our lives, to make our faith a priority? Are we making time for those around us to be a priority as well? Are we nurturing those relationships of those who are close to us, but also those who may be a bit further out, you know, from our family, you know, our friends, you know, our community, our neighbors? How are we nurturing those relationships? So my big thought for us to reflect on, a big question for us to consider, is how are we nurturing our relationships? How are we nurturing our relationship with God and our relationship with each other? Certainly look different for each and every one of us, as we're in different circumstances. However, there are ways we can, you know, make, you know, God, our relationship with God, our priority, and we can also make our relationships with each other a priority. So I would encourage you today to reflect and consider how you're nurturing those relationships, how you're connecting with God, and how you're connecting with those who are close to you, those whom you live next to or close to, and those who matter in your life. And I believe by nurturing these relationships, we lay a foundation that promotes health, you know, our spiritual health, our physical and emotional health, and really draws us closer to the abundant life that we find in God and that Christ came to bring and share with us. So let us nurture the relationships that matter, and let us build on that health for our spiritual health, our physical health, and our emotional health, so we may be faithful disciples in all that we do. Amen. Well, at this moment, I invite us to take a moment to pause, to lift what's in our hearts and our minds in a moment of prayer. Today, for our pattern of prayer, we'll have a moment of silent prayer, then I'll offer a shorter prayer, and then we'll close together in the Lord's Prayer. So let us pray. Almighty and gracious God, we come to you in this moment, taking a pause from our activities, our work, our lives, in the middle of the week, to be reminded of how it is important to be connected with you, and also how it's important to be connected with each other. Lord, we see in the Ten Commandments, we see in the first part of that law, that covenant given long ago, and are reminded how it matters to us today. It's important that we nurture, that we respect, that we value our relationship with you, but that we also respect and nurture and value the relationships that we have with each other. Help us, God, to be mindful of these relationships, to connect where we need to connect, to grow where we need to grow, so we may be a faithful people, that we may be a witness of the hope and the life that you share with us now and for always. Lord, today we take a moment to pause to lift up all those who are in need of your love and your care. We lift up those who struggle with health concerns, with work or relationships or school. And Lord, however we can reach out to those who are struggling, however we can use our hands or our feet or our voice to share your care and your love, Lord, call on us and move us to do so. We also take a moment, Lord, to give thanks for the blessings and the joys that we find in life. We're thankful that you are our God, and we praise you that you are good, that you call us to hope, that you call us to life, a life that is abundant now and a life that is everlasting. Lord, we pray all these things in your Son's holy name, and may we pray as he taught us to pray, saying, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not in temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory forever. Amen. Well, brothers and sisters, as you go into your week, as you go into all that you have planned for the remainder of this week, may you know that God is with you, that we are connected in a faith that calls for us to live an abundant life, but also to nurture and to care for those relationships that matter most, our relationship with God and our relationship with each other. So let us nurture and grow those relationships. Go in peace. Amen.